a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. Come about. You say my opinions are not fact. I wanna ask you, is it opinion and is death in tax? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out.
Well, I can't say that I have no interest. I'm not hearing real well. It's not the studio. It's not the network. It's me. I do apologize for not being here all week last week. My granddaughter came home a couple weeks ago with this crud flu from school. She won't do a damn thing about it. You cannot get her to take meds, cough syrup, nothing. And we were at the store. She saw something she wanted. She got it. She tried it and said, that tastes terrible. She'll never try it again. And I got this crud, and it has been the absolute worst I've ever had to fight. Anyway, another story for another day. Jeff Bennett here, protecting your wealth on this Tuesday, 8th day of October. I think this is the first time I've been on this month. Isn't it? I mean, I have to look at a calendar here, and I don't even know if it's worth it. And, I might have been, no, I was not here all week last week. I've not been here with you for a whole month. September. But then what's the difference? There's so much nonsense going on. No, wait a minute. I got the right month up. This is October, isn't it? As Barry Manilow once sang, as October goes. Lots of interesting things in tunes. I'm sitting here looking at headlines. I'm looking at markets right now. And you look at headlines saying, oh, market down 300. Well, you know, it's that time of the day they're buying it back up. They're getting people out of marijuana stocks all of a sudden because... cannabis stocks slammed as MedMen abandons deal and Aleafia drops Aphria as supplier. So that's an excuse for the brokers to get on the phone and say, oh my God, get out of this stuff. It's not going higher, it's going lower. But I got something else we can buy. And the market had a partial recovery, currently down 180.5. For the Dow, down almost 29 for the S&P 500 at 29.09. I knew this was going to happen, damn it. NASDAQ off almost 81 at 78.75. Global Dow, who cares, down 27 points at 29.36. Now, gold has been interesting. Here's why. There's a headline I find real low. Gold prices give up gains to finish lower for a third session in a row. That had to have been yesterday, okay? Because one of the figures I'm looking at right now says gold is currently at up 510 at 1509.50. Oil's down 13 cents at 52.62 a barrel, but the local stations keep pumping it up. My granddaughter is on fall break. And my uncle, who is, I think, 84 now, somewhere in that area, had a stroke a couple weeks ago. And lived with it for several days before my cousin, Alan, called him and said, Dad, what's wrong with you? You don't sound right. Oh, I had a little stroke. What? So Alan calls the, thing, has him hauled into the hospital. Doc says, well, if you showed up a little bit, as soon as this happened, it would have been a little easier. But he seems to be doing real well. But my granddaughter and I were supposed to go over there for a few days during this break. And frankly, because I've been hit so hard with this virus or this flu, whatever it is, there's no way we're going. There's another reason I don't want to go. The cost of gasoline in California is about $2 a gallon higher than it is over here. I'm in Arizona. It's insane. What do I want to pay? Almost $5 a gallon? Because of their taxes and their crap and their all the illegals they're supporting. I got to keep my finger on this mute button. I just had a coughing spell. And it's going to continue. So, let's see. Powell says, the yield curve control might be new tool in fighting the next downturn. All right. Real nice, babbly, gabbity words, but you start looking at some of the headlines. The Fed's insurance rate cuts didn't work. Now for the emergency cuts. Pity the poor guys now running the Fed. They've inherited an economy that requires ever bigger infusions of new credit, ever lower interest rates to avoid financial cardiac arrest. But you see, the interest rates are already so close to zero that the usual leeway is, well, it's just no longer there. But making the best of the bad thing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell has been cutting the Fed fund rates, but managing expectations for future cuts by calling the current ones recalibration and insurance. In other words, don't expect a quick excursion into the steeply negative territory. In fact, this latest cut might be all there is. Okay. Unbelievable. U.S. manufacturing is plunging. What are the implications for the broader economy in gold? Here's what I find interesting. All these ads, these things on Facebook and elsewhere that we've read for months about how Dodge is going to be returning. Of course, Dodge is Chrysler, which is owned by Fiat. Will be returning the manufacturers of their pickup trucks to Estados Unidos from Mexico because there's no buyers down in Mexico for their products. Not enough of them. So they're shipping them back up here. But, you know, and Ford's doing this and that. And the other thing, they've completely redesigned the Explorer for 2020 and yada, 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 yada. Some of the General Motors pickup trucks made some of the most insane lists over the last couple of weeks. Some real issues, safety issues, other issues. But it doesn't really matter because, as I've shared with you several weeks ago, new car sales are plummeting. So bad now that they're, you know, between General Motors and Ford, etc., etc., they're all putting such screaming deals together to move cars. I mean, huge discounts. An 8-year financing. My God, when I got out of the automobile business in 1971, I sold Volkswagen. You know, Beetles, Super Beetles, Type 2s, 3s, 4s. And 2 years was about the finance program, but as the prices began to creep up, 3 years was about it. I mean, maybe if somebody was buying a Cadillac, they might get 4 years, but they weren't really doing that stuff back then. It's going to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7, 8-year financing package because they're making more money on the financing than they are on the sale of the car. That's if they don't get stuck having to repo the car because the guy falls into the 90-day late routine, which is becoming extremely common in this country. U.S. manufacturing plunging. Of course, we're in the battle with China. People don't have the money to buy the American-produced product, which is, as a general rule, of a far higher quality. You know, I'll walk into Kohl's. You know, I don't walk into Target. I hate that store. My granddaughter loves it. I can't stomach it. More for what they stand for. you know, their bathroom, what's the word I'm looking for, their the way they handle their bathrooms. You can go into any bathroom you want, no matter what you identify as. Well, I get to the point I need to go buy some new t-shirts. Problem is, I can look at, you know, Jockeys, I can look at Hanes, I can look at all the big name stuff. And they are so stinking thin. It's, I mean, why bother wearing it? It's all see-through stuff. And, you know, wash those things one time. You screw up and wash them in hot water. Oh, my God, they've just shrunk two sizes. The only one I found of any quality is still at Kohl's. Not Kohl's, I'm sorry, Costco. Which is interesting because about 4 years ago, they cut the quality. They wanted cheaper. Boy, the people stopped buying it when they realized what crap it was. They booted up again. Well, I haven't had to buy any for a while because I've been fine. But, cough, cough. And I'm still sniffing. I got so much crud in me, it's unbelievable. They strengthened their product. I finally had to go out and buy a new package a couple weeks ago. And haven't even opened it yet. I haven't needed to. The quality is great. It's superior to what anybody else has to offer. Just these are just old-fashioned white crew t-shirts. You know, I don't buy wife beaters and stuff like that. Never did like them. That's a New York Tech t-shirt. Or Forrest Gump. U.S. manufacturing plunging. Yeah. Well, we've had a rough start to October. Stock investors are worried. The question becomes, will the fourth quarter be deja vu all over again? Because if you somehow forgot the stock market turmoil of the last few months of 18, the first few days of this quarter may have been a stomach-churning reminder. Fundamental differences now compared to then, analysts say, and while it doesn't necessarily guarantee smooth sailing, it's also possible we'll avoid the worst of last year's market carnage. You know what? It's all garbage. It's all freaking garbage. As a refresher, the Dow Jones Industrial Average opened on October the 1st at 2018 at 26,598. 3 months later, shell-shocked traders were rummaging for dusty Dow 24,000 sunglasses with the index down 12%. Wait a minute. So, October 1st of 2018, the Dow was at 26,598. And it's where right now? 26,249. It's still lower than it was a year ago. Now it's down 225. So it's dropped another, you know, 50 points or whatever in the last 5 minutes. Who cares? It's all numbers game. It's garbage. One of the best headlines I've seen in a while. Escape Illinois. Get the hell out now. We are. There's a group on Facebook called Escaping Illinois, which has more than 39,000 followers. One man even wrote a song called Goodbye Illinois, lamenting the state's taxes and political corruption, expressing his desire to leave. It's an absolutely hilarious song, too, by the way. People are bailing out. They've had it. There's more people leaving Illinois going to Indiana, surprisingly enough, because there's jobs over there. But I certainly wouldn't want to listen to Professor Harold Hill singing about Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. No, no thanks. Dangerous over-reliance. Central banks, you see, they have truly created a snowflake market. A year ago, before the market collapsed in the, 14th debacle, whatever that means, Universe's Mark Spitznagel warned a reckoning always follows, something really big is coming. It's an age of massive artificial economic imbalances, systemic risks. Repress change, you repress all that it means. Repressing it is sheer hubris, and in Dylan's words, beyond your command. You can only defer it. You can't stop it. I think that that applies to an awful lot in this nation today. Politically, spiritually, economically. What's left? Piece I published this morning, interesting, called A Realistic Argument Proving $2,432 Gold and $149 Silver. These are some of the headlines we've got posted at MorganaPreciousMetals.com. These and more. Interesting piece. A quote given by the father of Warren Buffett. Congressman Howard Buffett of Nebraska, who once stated that paper money systems have always wound up with collapse and chaos. Yeah. Buffett was a staunch advocate for the gold standard. And he argued to his colleagues on Capitol Hill that paper money systems have always wound up with collapse and economic chaos. I bet he and Ron Paul got along well. Now, this is the one that got me, and it is insane to try to calculate all this. It's the double talk. The Fed says it's going to offer $310 billion more in term loans to Wall Street as over 68,000 job cuts are planned at the mega banks. Now, I could get into this whole thing, but I'm not going to do it. You strongly need to go read this. It is profound. It is merely double talk. Wall Street's going to get the backing. The banks are going to get the backing. But the guy on the street's going to get the shaft, as always. It's interesting. I came across a, and I don't know who the woman was who was interviewing or who was conducting the questionnaire, the U.S. Senate. I did not recognize her. They did not post her name. Nothing. Interviewing Jamie Dimon, the you know, Morgan the Pirate. I refer to him as. And he was testifying before the Senate. And I and she talks about this massive salary he's got, the vacations he takes, the bonuses he gets.
Damn it.
But, excuse me. Then she starts talking to him about employees, bank tellers, at the Chase banks around the country. Their average wage is $16.50 an hour. Oh boy, that's good. That's higher than minimum wage, right? Ooh, you rolling the dough. But you live in California. You get a one-bedroom apartment. You're forking out $1,100, $1,200 a month if you're lucky. You got a kid to support, school, maybe daycare, you got to feed, you got this, that, and the other. And I mean, she tore this thing down, and there's absolutely no way in hell a bank teller in California can even break even. Not unless they've got a significant other, let's refer to it as a spouse, who is also making good money. But if you got a one-bedroom apartment and a kid, nine chances out of ten, you got to have at least a two-bedroom apartment. And she kept asking Dimey, you know, Dimon, you know, how do you respond to that? How do you do this? How do you fix that? I can't answer that, he said. I can't answer that. I can't answer that. That's all this guy could say. What a piece of human crap. But, you see, he's got his. Screw the rest. They don't care. General Electric has frozen their pension plan for 20,000 employees in an effort to cut liabilities. GE's gotten themselves leveraged just a wee bit too far. So they've decided to freeze the pension plans of these 20,000 employees in an effort to pay off some of their debt. Why do the pensioners get screwed? The corporation is the one that kept going into debt. What do? Borrow from the pension? This is one of the problems with those kind of pensions. If it's in the corporate hands, what was that company that years ago got Kenneth Lay? Enron. And it's been driving me nuts. I've not been able to think of the name of that corporation for months. But as soon as I said Kenneth Lay, all I could do is come back on a statement that I made years ago about, hey, ever been laid by Enron? Yeah, they got screwed. Those people got talked into putting all their pension money into Enron corporate stock. And Enron went belly up, and the gates were locked, and they had no jobs to go into. They couldn't even go to their lockers and get their cardigans. Think about it. And their pension was gone. With the wind, baby. Well, those are some of the headlines I want you to go take a look at. Ah, the metals. What are they doing right now? And I'm going to tell you right now. I gave you a figure on spot gold a little while ago. At that point being quoted, currently they're showing 1510. The problem is that's the after hours. That's a futures market situation. I've got a really unique package we're going to talk about a little bit later in this hour, and I strongly urge you to take advantage of it. Now, I calculated it a little bit on the high side, but I can tell you we're probably at least $8 lower in reality on spot than that current 1510 figure. Rhodium down $25 today at $4,675 an ounce. Palladium up 13 at $1,657 an ounce. Platinum up 10. Woo, a big day for them. They're $886, which is about where it was sitting a week ago. Silver up a quarter right now at $1,766. My friend back east, looks like we did well. Saved a whole chunk of money. Glad we locked in yesterday. Didn't wait till today. What the heck was it? Let's just take a fast peek here. I can't remember. I got to know. I got to know. Is that the one I'm looking for? Yeah, baby. Spot was 1743 when we did a lock-in yesterday, and it's currently at 1766. So, hey, we're doing okay. But tomorrow it could be down, too. So the figures we're getting in gold are anywhere from $1,500.90 up to as high as 1510. So you see the range. Wall Street doesn't generally quote spot real gold. They quote spot futures for whatever market that they feel is going to benefit them. It's unbelievable to me. Simply unbelievable. Interesting article published this morning. Some of these kind of columns start to bother me. I've shared this with you before. The headline is $1,800 gold, $2,200 gold. What next, $25 or $3,000 gold? Well, those figures might seem a little nuts. A lot crazy high. They're actually well within the realm of reality, according to our author. Especially if we're talking about gold exchange for non-U.S. currencies. Remember, gold is poised to climb higher this week with China returning from their holiday after having been away for the past week. You see, we're the only country that doesn't do this. You know, when I was stationed in Europe back in the 60s, man, they shut down for a month. They would shut down for a month. Hey, if you're planning a trip to Vietnam anytime soon, been there, done that half century ago, no thanks. But it could be advisable to skip past the gold shops. Sure, stop in, take a look at the variety of gold jewelry, bars, and medallions that are unavailable in the U.S., but don't bother adding any of it to your stack because gold in Vietnam is currently running above $1,800 an ounce. That's U.S. Yeah, crazy stuff. Well, this sounds to me to be an excuse to write an article. Well, I'm not saying it's a bad one to read or listen to, but I get a little quirky when I start looking at this kind of stuff. And so I tend to return to sometimes other historical bases, if for no other reason to get one, a listener who cares, who gets it, who understands, gold is not something that just happened to pop up in our lifetime. Okay, I need a quick sip of something here. Hold on. It's not even warmed over coffee, but God, does it taste good. I like to go back and look at history. And I tend, in so many instances, it's amazing how I begin to go through articles that I've posted over the last 15, 20 years, and from an economic standpoint and a historical. It's amazing to land on the history of Rome, ancient Rome. Well, as might be expected, the Roman Republic was not to be spared a good many ventures into control of the economy by the government. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? But one of the most famous of the Republican statutes was the Law of the Twelve Tables, which was established in 449 BC, which, among other things, fixed the maximum rate of interest at 1 uncia per libra. That's about 8%. But it's not known whether this was for a month or for a year. At various times after that basic law was passed, however, politicians found it popular to generously forgive debtors their agreed-upon interest rates. Now, a Licinian law of 367 BC, for instance, declared that interest already paid could be deducted from the principal owed, in effect setting a maximum price of zero on the interest. And so the Lex Genucia, 342 BC, had a similar provision, and we're told that violations of this maxim were severely repressed under the Lex Marcia. Levy concludes that, aside from the Law of the Twelve Tables, these ad hoc or demagogic measures soon went out of use. The laws on grain were to have a more enduring effect on the history of Rome, of course. From at least the time of the 4th century BC, the Roman government bought supplies of corn or wheat in times of shortage, resold them to the people at a low fixed price. Under the tribune Caius Gracchus, the Lex Sempronia Frumentaria was adapted, which allowed every Roman citizen the right to buy a certain amount of wheat at an official price much lower than the market price. In 58 BC, that law was improved to allow every citizen free wheat. Today, we'd call it, food stamps, whatever the case may be. Of course, the result, of course, came as a surprise to the government. Most of the farmers remaining in the countryside simply left to live in Rome without working. I mean, why bother? The slaves were freed by their masses so they could, as Roman citizens, be supported by the state. 45 BC, Julius Caesar discovered that almost one citizen in three was receiving his wheat at government expense. In other words, you get it? They were, living off the corporate dole, the company dole. Well, Caesar did manage to reduce that number by about half, but it soon rose again. And throughout the centuries of the empire, Rome was to be perpetually plagued with this problem of artificially low prices for grain, which caused economic dislocations of all sorts. Now, that's kind of a big problem we've got in this country today. Look what's happened to the farmers. They've been screwed, blued, and tattooed. We're now pretty well forced to have to buy our food from other nations, and the stuff that comes up from Mexico is horrible. Hey, stick around. Be right back in about 3-4 minutes. We'll see if I can clear my mind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day, without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Some people say I'm a no-count. Others say I'm no good. But I'm just a natural-born traveling man, doing what I think I should. Oh yeah, doing what I think I should. And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. Spend it fast as I can.
Or hey, a wailing song and a good guitar. Greenback dollar, they die before me. And Lord only knows. Welcome back. Jeff Bennett here, protecting your wealth for this Tuesday, the 8th of October. Talking a little bit about Rome today. I love looking back at this because we see the same mistakes being made over and over again. We talked about how Rome being plagued with problem of artificially low prices for grain, which ultimately caused economic dislocations of all sorts. So, in order to attempt to deal with their increasing economic problems, the emperors gradually began to devalue the currency. Nero began with small devaluations, and matters became worse under Marcus Aurelius when the weights of the coins were reduced. A perfect example: the weight of a dime, a quarter, a half dollar, an old silver dollar, which contained 90% silver, were what they were. 1965 comes along, and all of a sudden the dime with the silver dollar was gone. 1965, all of a sudden the weight of a silver dime and a quarter and a half dollar were reduced from 90% silver down to 40% silver. That's kind of where they begin to play the little weight game, right? You know, well, the coins weighed the same, they just may have added more junk to it. Those manipulations were the probable cause of a rise in prices. the Emperor Commodus. I hope that means he was not named after a commode, or maybe the commode was named after him. He turned once again to price controls, decreed a series of maximum prices, but matters only became worse. The rise in prices became headlong under the Emperor Caracalla. Now, Egypt was the province of the empire most affected, but her experience was reflected in lesser degrees throughout the Roman world. During the 4th century, the value of the gold solidus changed from 4,000 to 180 million Egyptian drachmae. The phenomenal rise in prices which followed at the large increase of the amount of money in circulation was insane. The price of the same measure of wheat rose in Egypt from 6 drachmae in the 1st century to 200 drachmae in the 3rd century. AD 314, the price rose to 9,000 drachmae, 78,000 by 334, the year AD 334. Shortly after the year 344, the price shot up to more than 2 million drachmae. And as noted, other provinces went through a similar, if not quite as spectacular, inflation. Now, I would have to sit here and do some careful math to attempt to determine what all of this meant. I mean, I know what it meant. It just meant that the money became not just worth less, it became worthless. The emphasis on the word. In monetary affairs, ineffectual regulations were decreed back then to combat Gresham's law. You know how bad money drives out good. Domestic speculation is the different kinds of money. Forbidden to buy or sell coin. They had to be used for payment only. It was even forbidden to hoard them. Forbidden to melt them down to extract the small amount of silver alloyed with the bronze. The punishment for all of those offenses was death. Controls were set up along roads and at ports where the police searched traders and travelers. Of course, all those efforts were to no purpose. It is simply amazing to me to look at some of these stories. These are stories that fascinate me because everything we're talking about today, everything we're witnessing today, it's happening all over again. It's happening all over again. And it's been happening for a long, 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 long time. Don't kid yourself. I look at some of these amazing old gold pieces. Somewhere, I've still got one buried. It's a gold piece that was struck not too long after the death of Christ. And depicts Christ on that gold piece. Of course, these were not machine-stamped coins. They were hand-stamped. Exquisite little piece of coinage. One of the very few pieces of gold that I have left after the theft of our home some years ago. Oh, it was an inside job. We know it. Unbelievable. Let's take a break on this for just a second. Hold on. No, I don't mean a commercial break. For a good number of months, if you were going to Morgana Precious Metals, which I hope you visit on a daily basis just to, for the most part, you know, so long as I'm feeling good, we're trying to keep figures up. We're trying to keep headlines up. Some news articles that we post. Gold is now up almost $5 an ounce since the beginning of the hour. We posted headlines today for the first time in a while. We've been posting some actual articles, very interesting ones. The power of economic polyganda. Now, understand, to me, the word polyganda is a polite word for BS. Yes, and I so noted that on the front page. The piece I'm sharing with you today, called "Price Fixing in Ancient Rome," is quite unique. It's quite lengthy. Another historical piece talking about the Black Friday gold scandal. Yeah, well, we got some of the usual players. Jay Goldstein. These are guys back in the 1800s, you know, the Erie Railroad, all this kind of stuff. Ruthless financial masterminds. Boss Tweed's a player in this deal. Well, interesting cast of characters, but it lets you see the history of how they have manipulated the people by the manipulation of gold. Well, the games are quite interesting. I published a piece 4 days ago, October the 4th. It was an interesting piece. It was kind of a personal piece. It was entitled 49 Years, What Was Happening on This Date in 1970. We take a look at some of the typical, who was the president, what was on TV, the radio, technology. Technology is kind of interesting. Let's see what that one is. IBM introduced something new called the floppy disk for storage. Douglas Engelbart received the patent for the first computer mouse. Let's see. First class stamp cost about 6 cents. Gallon of gas, 36 cents. Dozen eggs, 62 cents. Yeah, the figures vary depending on who you read. New house, a little over 23.4. Yeah, about 23.450. By the way, gold was $37.52 an ounce average in October of 1970. Silver was at $1.73. Well, you take a look at the figures today. In more so gold. Gold is still worth, for all technical purposes, $37.52 an ounce. It's the dollar that ain't worth nothing. That's why it takes, you know, so many more dollars to buy that ounce of gold. Average income in 1970 was $9,400. Minimum wage, $2.10 an hour. Movie ticket, $1.55. Gas, 36 cents a gallon. Which is interesting because earlier in 1970, it was running about 29 cents a gallon. So it was already starting to creep up. Sugar, 39 cents for 5 pounds. Milk, 62 cents a gallon. Coffee, $1.90 a pound. Not $2.50 for a cup at Starbucks. Eggs, 59 cents a dozen. Bread, a quarter. I'm sure most of it was white bread, you know. You start taking a look at all that kind of stuff and take a look at the cost of what we're having to pay for this stuff. Of course, then I came across this piece that was submitted to me by one of my vendors that I titled, "Darn, Just Lost My Biggest Customer." Officials in China found a stash of 13 tons of gold bars worth 300 million euros, $30 billion in cash, or 30 billion lira or something in cash in the basement of an allegedly corrupt Chinese former mayor of Haikou City. 58-year-old Zhang Ke allegedly also had a portfolio of luxury properties. He's going to face the death penalty if he's found guilty. How you do that? The guy had only been in politics for 2 years. Boy, he sure pulled some stuff, didn't he? My God. Yeah, that story's posted on the October 3rd, under the October 3rd Double Eagle headlines. It's under the heading 49 Cometh. Oh, the October 4th posting was called 49 Years. It happened to be my wife and our anniversary. 49 years. Who would have thunk? What's going on over here? Yeah, they're showing gold up 610, 630 now. Yeah, it's bouncing around. So anyway, let's do something before we lose track of time, because I will do that quickly. The price fixing on ancient Rome begins at Morgana Precious Metals. but you will then be guided to a link that will take you over to one of our other sites, metropolis.cafe. I urge you to spend some time there. If you've got kids and grandkids that are in the public pool system, you really want to go there. You want to see what that site is about, because it's some pretty profound stuff. Very profound stuff. And some very interesting options. There's a piece that I published very early this morning. It's a video. The Progressive Agenda to Dumb Down America's Children. And as I've stated, this is far too important to ignore. You do have choices, my friends. Go take a look at some of these things. We try to provide some history. Oh my God, Seattle schools, math is racist! Why is math racist? Are they suggesting that blacks can't add and subtract and multiply and divide, so therefore it must be racist? Or is it racist because we have our students conduct the papers on white pieces of paper? Oh my God, we can't certainly use a blackboard. They must be green boards, or maybe they're dry erase boards, so they're always white. This is the ignorance and stupidity that's going on in this damn country. Makes me want to flat vomit. But these are the kind of articles you'll see posted over here. Without my comments about white paper and blackboards, etc., etc. Interesting article, what social media is doing to our children's morals. Huh. The point is, they have none. Absolutely have none. Sickening. Two-parent households at an all-time low. You think that's not going to make a difference in the direction that children tend to take in their futures? It's appalling to me. All right, let's do a couple things. As I began to mention earlier, for a good number of months, if you go to Morgana Precious Metals, and it's very interesting, the number of people that go look at the Morgana's treasure chest. That's a link over on the right, picture with a hot pirate babe kicking over a chest of gold. You click on there, it'll take you to some kind of a package we may happen to be offering. I've not changed this package in 5 months. It has been amazingly well received, and it is affordable for most people. Now, I updated this 2 days ago. I've not done an update since. You know, at one time, these packages were going for as high as $2,075. They're settled down to around the $1,900 range. They were lower. They were higher. You know, and that's why I point blank tell you, look, hey, final cost is going to be adjusted due to market fluctuation. All right, but that's for our silver package. Now, remember, we first began offering that with 8 rolls of silver, 160 ounces of buffalo bullion rounds. And as time went on, we basically softened it because silver kept going higher and higher. I had to get it into a range that was going to remain affordable to a lot of people. Understand, I'll custom it for whatever you need to work with. And so we reduced it down to a 100-unit package. All right, I'm not going to talk about silver today, although if that's an area that you want to lean into, let's talk about it. You can always call me, 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. I'm Jeff Bennett. I'm the only guy you're going to reach. Yeah, you might get a voicemail if I happen to be on the phone. Please don't call now. We're on the air. The name of the website's Morgana Precious Metals, but the actual corporate name is Kettle Moraine Limited. Why do you want to consider doing business with us? Because we're one of the main supporters of RBN right now. RBN receives a portion of the profits on the sale of any precious metals that we do here for our listeners. But I want to do something gold-wise. I had a client who called me early last week, and he wanted to maybe consider going in some other directions. He's been buying 1 ounce gold pieces, but he also began to like the idea of the smaller pieces. And on his particular shipment, we got a little bit of a problem. It's not him. It's not the money. It's all of a sudden supply is kind of dried up. I've got an option he and I can discuss if he wants to make the change. But I started teasing on the air about French fries and Swiss cheese. I do this because I like to use stupid little word games to mess with the eavesdroppers, as it were. Specifically, we start texting. We'll start talking about Swiss cheese or French fries. Right now, I'm having a little bit of a problem with the French fries. We're just a few coins short of taking care of this guy's order. If he wants to switch over to the Swiss cheese, we can do it. We can ship it right away. No problem. Same weight, same everything. There's no difference. So I put together an interesting Swiss cheese package. And let's be honest, they're not Swiss cheese. These are Swiss 20-franc pieces. We're typically looking at one of the most exquisite fractional gold coins, in my estimation, that was minted in relatively modern times. If you go to Morgana Precious Metals, hold your mouse over the asset vault, scroll down to the international vault. These are roughly fifth-ounce coins. Oh, and there's a wide range of little designs that the French had. And by the way, the top entry on that page is a link that'll take you to something called The Legend of Jacques Dupré. I've told you before, I strongly urge you read that piece. Well, when you scroll down a little bit, take a look at some of the coins available in the French collection, as it were. There's the series, which were minted from 1849 to 1851, a very short mintage. The Napoleons, minted during our Civil War era and beyond. The French Angel, which has got an amazing story behind it, the so-called Lucky French Angel. But the pieces we're talking about today are the Rooster, which was minted from 1899 to 1914. Remember, 1914, we're in the middle of World War I, and I'm told there is an absolutely superb film coming out in December dealing with World War I, and I've seen a lot about it. I know who the director is. I know who the photographers are. This is an amazing piece. I can't wait to see it. But why the Rooster? Because as a typical rule, the Roosters we acquire are literally brilliant uncirculated. The French weren't dumb. Hey, the Nazis were kicking their butts, man. Or they were later. But the French weren't always doing so well. They had to come to us for help all the time. So what did they do? They grabbed their gold and stashed it. They buried it. They didn't spend it. They didn't circulate it. Make sure when it was over, they could go back and get it. The French are pretty smarmy when it comes to gold. You know, when Roosevelt grabbed our gold in 1933, they sold the coins to the French. They stuck it on the Ile-de-France, sent it over there, and up until just a few years ago, it was illegal for anyone in France to sell American $20 gold pieces to leave the country. Couldn't do it. Who knows what's happened now? All right, so here's what we got. We got some interesting choices. Trying to approach this from as many different levels as is possible. Let us assume right now that spot gold is $1,506.40. If it's higher, we're going to have to charge a slightly higher price. But it's minuscule, comparatively speaking. If it's lower, you're going to get a lower price. We're going to call it the Swiss cheese package. Ha, ha, ha. We all know the mentality here. You want to get a five-pack? $1,505, $1,505. A 10-pack is going to be exactly double that. Now, once you get to a 20-pack, which is a half a roll, you get a slight price break. And it drops from $301 a coin down to $299. You save $2 a coin. Now, in each of those three packages, you are going to have a flat $15.50 shipping cost. But you go to a full roll of 40, you're going to take another price dip. You're going to drop down to $2.96. That's $5 a coin savings. $5 times 40 is how much? $200 savings. Your price drops to $11,840. So you kind of have to sit and pick and choose what you can afford. These are highly recognizable international gold pieces. I buy them to put away. not to spend them, not to make a coin collection. I'm not here for that purpose. Now, if you're interested, you can certainly text me at that same number. You can email me through the website, gold@morganapreciousmetals.com. The phone number, once again, 602-799-8214. Drop me a quick note by text. Make sure I got a name and a number. I'll call you back as soon as I can do that. And we'll see what works for you, what you have in mind. Maybe you've got something else totally in mind that's not necessarily on this package today. I'll work with you in every respect. Just because I'm offering this package doesn't mean we don't have access to a wide array. But understand something. I am not a coin shop. I'm not pulling it off the shelf. I work with two or three different vendors I've worked with for close to three decades. Now, one quick question to answer before we leave. I've had several clients lately that have been a little wiggy about, why isn't my stuff here yet? How come I don't have a tracking number? How come I don't have this? How come I don't have that? I've been in this business a lot of years. Every single order that has ever been placed with me was delivered. Now, you want to speed up the delivery time? Yeah, we can do that. There's ways to do it. But it's going to cost you more money, because you are going to then have to spend the money to bank wire transfer me. So your bank's going to charge you $25-$30 or so to do a bank wire. I'm going to get hit $15 to receive that bank wire, which I'm charging back to you. Then I got to turn around and spend $30 to wire it over to my supplier. Who makes out here? The banks. I'm basically allowing people to send personal or bank-issued checks. My strongest recommendation is priority mail. Typically takes about 3 days in most instances for the check to get here. Now, if the check doesn't show up till, you know, Friday, and I deposit it, the bank isn't going to clear those funds till Tuesday. And yet, if I get it in on Thursday, they'll probably clear on Friday. It doesn't make any sense. But I've got weekends and holidays to deal with. Sometimes we have some little issues. Just because my vendor has taken an order for it, in most cases, he's got it right then and there. Sometimes we wind up with a couple of coins short. I've got one of those taking place right now. So if my friend is out there listening today, and unless you've got the hots for the French, as of this morning, he still had not received new ones. I don't mean new, but, you know, replacement units. I can switch that over to the Swiss pieces if you would like. Same weight, same purity, same everything. It's up to you. Shoot me a note, buddy. Let me know. And the other thing I say to the lady out east, Wednesday coming tomorrow. Hey, time for me to go. I will be back on Thursday. It's actually been good to be on the air talking today. I think that I've been keeping quiet for so long, the crud's building up in my lungs. I'll see you. I miss the princess. She'll be back next week. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.